Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Blessed Sunday to all listeners and supporters around the world. You can hear my television in the background because we're awaiting a press conference from President Trump. Rumor has it that ISIS leader is no longer alive. Tuned in, checking out that. Was surprised this morning also to see where there's been a mass shooting in my beloved Lone Star State of Texas, in Greenville, Texas, and in prayers and love to Greenville, Texas. An unofficial Texas A&M homecoming week party was happening, and something happened where someone started shooting it. So as of now, some of you probably have seen the reports. Many of you, two are dead. I think 14 are injured, and I don't know what's going on. If they capture the person, or it's a manhunt going on in the state of Texas and all across America. So that's breaking news. That was the first thing I seen when I flipped to Facebook. This one, the first story, first thing I seen, like, oh my God. You know, I mean, we were doing prayers. And I woke up a little later than I usually do. I had a very good night's rest. Yesterday was it's been raining here. I had something to do with the tropical depression that had been happening in this region. So it had been really raining heavily since like Friday morning. And around noon, it looked like the sun wanted to come out, but it did not. I mean, it would peak out, but then it would go back in and it would resume to rain. But Election Day, states are experiencing Election Day on November 5th. I must remind you to rock your vote, regardless if you vote Republican, Democrat, independently of your first-time voter. Remember, you're registered. You have never voted before. That's an amazing day. So enjoy yourself and vote for the first time. And those of you, one of my friends yesterday, he seen my I voted sticker on my face. He's like, oh, you just voted, huh? He was like, I don't get involved with the political process. I'm a registered voter. But until someone with that's honest will ever run for anything, I'm not voting again. So, you know. Okay. I love it. It's what I like. It's what I like when people express their thoughts and opinions because they're really they're a form of felon and really would like to have their rights restored to vote. It doesn't matter or whatever. I'm a political enthusiast, so I love to, ever since I was a kid, I've loved to talk politics. And I'm 51 now, so I know in the near future I will be running for some type of office somewhere, Mississippi, Texas, somewhere, wherever I feel a calling or, you know, I'm getting the support from and people believe in what we can do together. It's not when you're in politics, it should never be I. It should be all about being a team because there's no I in team, right? So to me, I thought I was really like a decided voter on yesterday. So those of you that are undecided, definitely study. And those of you that think you are decided, definitely study your candidates and their platforms and their goals, agendas, and all that. Because yesterday, it was like a final exam test for me. Thank God I made it to the Hinds County Courthouse in the nick of time. I happen to have been the last voter because they opened at 8 and they closed at 12. My goal was to show up at 8, but I made it there to do in Mississippi we call it absentee ballot voting. So when you guys hear me talking about absentee ballot voting, states they call it early voting. It's pretty much our early voting. If we see that we cannot vote on Election Day or do not want to vote on Election Day, I don't want to take a chance of missing out voting on Election Day, we absentee ballot voting. You could maybe have to work that day, or you're out of state or out of town and you're just unable. And also, if you are able to get to your precinct, remember that there's curbside voting available. You might be able to get to your polling place, but precinct manager, the poll managers and workers, they can come out to your vehicle. A proxy can come in, like if your husband or your son or your daughter or friend or whomever can come in and proxy sign, let us know that, hey, I have a friend, a family member in the car that would like to vote. Then we'll come out and vote. Sometimes people can proxy sign on the inside, but then also when we come out, when precinct managers, poll managers come out, you can sign that little receipt that comes with your ballot. If you can just come to the ballot, come to the precinct place and just can't come in, cannot walk in. There's no problem with curbside voting. So you can absentee if you're homebound, if you're shut in. You can absentee ballot vote, but there is a deadline also. I think the last date to physically walk into your Circuit Clerk Office Courthouse will be on November the 2nd. To mail in your absentee ballot, it must be postmarked no later than 5 o'clock the day before Election Day. So that'll be November the 4th. No, postmarked by 5 p.m. the day before Election Day. To physically walk into your courthouse, Circuit Clerk Office, to absentee vote is November the 2nd. November 4th, no later than 5 p.m., your mailed absentee ballot vote should be postmarked when it's mailed. So, and again, curbside voting is the word you should say if you do make it to your precinct. It's just impossible to go in. I need curbside voting. Have someone to privately bring my ballot out so I can cast my vote. State of Mississippi, our ballot forms are to my back and front. Front and back. You know, there are some easy ones because there are some candidates that are unopposed. Of course, that's easy. Either vote for the unopposed or write in. Here in the state of Mississippi, we have elections. We have elections going on, all from the top to Hines County supervisors and all right here in the state, in the city, Hines County supervisors, Hines County Commission. You know, pretty much everything right here in the city of Jackson. But, yeah, very important. All of the races are very important that's going on here in the state of Mississippi. From the highest governor to, and I don't even say the lowest because they're all important, but from local, county, state, going on. You have a week if you plan on voting on Election Day. If you're absentee voting, like I did yesterday, it's good to really reevaluate and study. Because I pretty much thought I was decided, but honestly, there was a couple. I was like, oh, my God. Why? Because there were some people who were running against each other. I didn't realize I was running against each other. Yeah. You know, like some of these specialized races. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, yes, I am a Republican. I did vote across the line during the general election. I voted maybe for two Democrats, and I voted for an independent. I did. For the top spot, I stuck with the Republican Party. I know some of you did know that Ethel Waller did not win the runoff. I became a undecided. But I did stick with the Republican side, and for governor, I voted Republican. I voted Republican, of course, for our Secretary of State, Deborah Hoseman. I did vote for Liam Fitch. Let's see. I pretty much voted, but I did vote Democrat. And those of you that know me probably know who I voted for as Democrat. And independently, I did vote independently. Hines County Sheriff. I did vote for the independent person that's running for Hines County Sheriff. So that's how my ballot looked. I voted for a couple of Democrats and I voted for one independent. So me as an independent thinking open mind Republican as a kid. It's about who matches you, your thoughts, your belief system, right? But it was a tough one because there's some good people really running against each other, really good people. And then it's like, dang, you know, like from people that you can know very well and know their agenda and know their sincerity, but then from people that you might not know them personally, but you've watched them from afar, or you might have met them once or twice. You met them from afar and you studied their platforms and you liked their agendas. And you like how they're interacting with the people, and that's what I have. That's what made me tough, made my decisions tough. Just to tell you guys, I had the ladies in the, I was voting chuckling because I'm like, This is like a, this is the final exam. This is the final exam. Now, the big final exam is next year, right? 2020. When we decide on nominee for both parties, and then when we actually vote in November 2020, that would be the ultimate exam, won't it? But the president is speaking now. He's holding his press conference. You guys are going to hear my television. President Trump is talking. He's announcing the death of the ISIS leader during a U.S. raid. Yeah, U.S. military. Yay. Targeting him in Idlib, Syria. Yay, because ISIS. I promise you guys. Y'all know. Y'all know how I am. I'm, oh, my God. It freaks me out. I get friend requests, and when people ask me to get on WhatsApp and stuff like that, I go, I be thinking, we might be part of ISIS. I think about what happened in Orlando at that gay club that started from WhatsApp, and that was connected to ISIS, wasn't it? So, the leader, we know he has his generals and all, but it's good that the leader have been gotten.
The remaining ISIS terrorists.
So the president says the thug could try so hard to intimidate others, but last moment, terrified of U.S. forces, where to go, men and women of the U.S. military, commend you. Well, I thank veterans every day for serving our country, because we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have if it wasn't for veterans and for those men and women working hard to protect not only the U.S., but this entire world.
Killers, but they killed many, many people. Their murder of innocent Americans, James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kasich, and Kayla Mueller were especially heinous. The shocking publicized murder of a wonderful young man, spoke to the king of Jordan. They all knew him. They all loved him. He was burned alive in a cage for all to see on the execution of Christians in Libya and Egypt, as well as the genocidal mass murder of Yazidis, rank ISIS among the most depraved organizations in the history of our world. The forced religious conversions, the orange suits prior to so many beheadings, all of which were openly displayed for the world to see. This was all that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, this is what he wanted. This is what he was proud of. He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's gone. Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward, running and crying. This raid was impeccable and could only have taken place with the acknowledgement and help of certain other nations and people. I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, and I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for a certain support they were able to give us. This was a very, very dangerous mission. Thank you as well to the great intelligence professionals who helped make this very successful journey possible. I want to thank the soldiers and sailors, airmen, and Marines involved in last night's operation. You are the very best there is anywhere in the world. No matter where you go, there is nobody even close. I want to thank General Mark Milley and our Joint Chiefs of Staff. And I also want to thank our professionals who work in other agencies of the United States government and were critical to the mission's unbelievable success. Last night was a great night for the United States and for the world. A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated. He will never again harm another innocent man, woman, or child. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank our military, and thank the Kurds and everybody involved. That's right. God bless America, and God bless the world. Every day we all must live to make this world a better place and a safer place.
Where he was heading, we had very good information.
Thank you all for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. You can email me at Culture Shock, Inc. Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKE. ENT_best@yahoo.com.
Here, up here, we knew something about the compound. We knew it had tunnels. The tunnels were dead end for the most part. There was one we think that wasn't, but we had that covered too, just in case. The level of intelligence, the level of work was pretty amazing. When we landed with 8 helicopters, a large crew of brilliant fighters ran out of those helicopters and blew holes into the side of the building, not wanting to go through the main door because that was booby-trapped. And there was something really amazing to see.